The Ausiedler Project was developed by Joanne Kerr, who was the director of AHSGR shortly after the fall of the Soviet Union. The goal of the project was to create a series of taped interviews with Germans who were born in German villages of the Soviet Union, endured the early trauma of Soviet policies, survived their exile, and ultimately immigrated to Germany. In German, the term Aussiedler can mean immigrant or evacuee, both of which could apply to those who arrived in Germany. Her goal was to preserve their stories. What follows is an excerpt from a taped interview with Johanna Schamber conducted in 1993. It includes his recollections about the Volga village of Degant. The interview is translated by Uta Brandenburg and the English narration done by Pastor Milt Ost.
Der Eberle hat neben uns hier gewohnt.
A man named Eberle lived next to us. It was not his house, but someone had moved to America and it had stood empty. He was active in the Civil War. He himself said that he had thrown a priest off a belfry. He lived next to us. On Sunday, when everyone was at church, Catholic, so no one was in the streets, but someone had stayed home. My sister, she was about 12 years old at the time. She saw how the man Eberle came up from the stream with a sack, and it was bloody. In the evening, my mother's uncle who lived there, Seibers, was looking for his geese. And since we also had geese, he came over and asked if we had seen them. So she told him about Eberle. And Maria, my sister, had already told our mother that Eberle had come with a bloody sack. So she told Seibers, let's look at his place. And that's where he found his geese. And there was jealousy. Eberle was angry. So the next day his wife went to the tribunal in Kratzky and told them that my father was hiding weapons and that Joseph was with him. So they came on their horses, a whole troop of them. And Eberle himself even helped Joseph, there was a building here, to hide in the storehouse. But Joseph was afraid, and he went through the storehouse and fled. They came and told Father to show them the weapons, but he really didn't have any. How could he show them the weapons when he doesn't have any? So they stood him against the wall and shot at him. Mother was standing right there with us children. I suppose they wanted her to confess. She could only say there really isn't anything. Then they asked for Joseph, and Father told them that Joseph was in the storehouse. But he wasn't there. So they said he should come to them. Well, they took Father and Joseph, and there was nothing else left after the Civil War. He had a barn full of horses and all sorts of livestock, and it was all gone. The whites took some, the reds took some, until it was all gone. But shortly before this, Father had traded a horse with a white from Balzar. So they took that horse to the ambar. What's an ambar? That's really a storehouse. They took everything that was there, provisions, everything, and took along Father and Joseph. They took them to Kratzky and beat them up badly. Then they went on to Balzar. There were many men there. They would line up the men, assess them, and every night they would shoot some. And every night they would come and say, you and you, come along. And the men didn't know if they were going to be shot or if they were being taken along to bury the dead. Joseph had to go. He was called almost every night. And Father did not know if Joseph would ever come back or not. And they beat Joseph and Father so badly that Joseph went deaf. And Father, well, he was young in 1930, 50 years old. And they beat him up too. And Joseph took beatings that were for Father upon himself. And of course, they would have been executed. But among them, one of the Notchainik there, do you know what Notchainik is? It's a leader among the commanders. And he was also part of the tribunal. He had a wife who was related to us somehow through our grandmother. So our mother introduced herself to her. We still had a little food at home. So she gave that to her. And so they let Father go. They also let Joseph go, but he was not allowed to go home. So he stayed in another village until father had made documents from those that belonged to Uncle Franciscus, and they were good enough to pass. Then Joseph came in October, around the 4th of October, and it was all very quiet because no one was supposed to know about it. So Joseph came in into the farmyard and into the living room, and father gave him blessings and said farewell. This took maybe half an hour. Then Uncle Jacob took the wagon and rode out of the village. And Joseph said farewell after the blessings and secretly went out the back along the ditch and rode out with mother and Uncle Jacob. And there, in the direction of Shuk, she said her final farewell. She would tell the story often. Joseph stood by the wagon and waved. I saw his hand, she said, and that was the last thing. That was goodbye. And so he went to Germany with his another person's documents.
If you are interested in learning more about the Aussiedlers of Germany, there are two monographs available through the AHSGR store. One is the Aussiedler Tape Series Project. It includes translated interviews with Ella and Friedrich Wolf and Hulda and Jacob Dell. The other monograph is Memories of Aussiedlers. This monograph includes Aussiedler letters sent to AHSGR between 1996 and 1998. It includes memories of German life in villages and in exile. Thanks for listening.